KSIG, where the MSP comes alive.
That's right, where the MSP comes alive. We're at the quarter hour. Pauly Spitt with you. Are you ready to barbecue in warmer weather where I am? We'll take a trip on Minnesota's hometown airline, Sun Country Airlines, by simply checking out a lot of the cool deals at suncountry.com. Let me tell you a little bit about them, okay? We're talking about Jackson Hole at $79. National Park, Montana. That's right, $79. Fairbanks, Alaska. Yeah, $169. I really want to go there, okay? You're listening to Pauly Spitt on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. You know, let's take a glimpse of the weather in your neck of the woods, especially when we're promoting a lot of beach destinations throughout the world. Cook Islands, oh yeah. Yeah, highs of 83. Mallorca, Portugal, 60 degrees. Thailand, 79. Hawaii, hometown, 80 degrees. That's right. So really cool things are happening. I'd like to remind everybody that next week we got Donnie Brewer coming on for the Trop Rock interview. So when you have a chance, stop by and check it out. Ooh, yeah. However, I've got the guru. That's right. He's rated in the top 10 of the Trop Rock artists in the nation. I have got John McDonald on the air. Good morning, pal.
Hey, Pauly, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Off air, we were talking a little bit about the warmer weather that you are living in right now. Where is that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I live on the East Coast. I'm in Melbourne. Again, we're about 30 minutes south of Cocoa, about 45 minutes of Cape Canaveral, Kennedy Air Station. So it is going to be in the 70s here today, brother, and I got to tell you, I really like it. I'm from the Northeast.
I'm hurt. I am hurt. All right. Hey, you know, but check this out. You know, earlier I had Jim Tucker on, and we were talking about music, all right? How would you describe the trop rock genre?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and it's actually not an easy question. But the bottom line is the trop rock genre is about musical that's tropically based. So that means you probably have tropical instrumentation like marimba, kalimba, percussion, probably steel drum. As you know, many of the, you know, a lot of the songwriters, the primary theme for many is escapism, but I am of the school that you can almost write about anything lyrically and make it palatable. And so trop rock is pretty broad, but I think the essence of it is the instrumentation and the escapist beachy lyrics.
You know, and you've done a lot of gigs, you know, throughout the nation. What is your most memorable gig that you've ever worked in the trop rock field?
Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, wow. That's a hell of a question. You know, because as I like to say, Pauly, there's no bad gig by the water anywhere. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, I'll take you back. We lived in Pittsburgh for many years before I got to Florida. And I'll tell you what, since we're talking beachy music, we actually opened up for the Beach Boys a couple of times.
What?
So I'm gonna say that was probably the biggest crowd we ever played for, and that was pretty memorable. Now that was on the beautiful Three Rivers of Pittsburgh. It was not a beachy town, but it was beachy that night.
Well, you know, the great thing about Beach Boys, all right, I mean, how long ago was this? Was it the original version of the Beach Boys or kind of the mix of the newer and the older?
It was a mix, but I'm talking the early 2000s. At that point, Mike Love was pretty much had, it was Mike Love and Bruce Johnson, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So at that point, the Wilsons really weren't touring as the Beach Boys. Al Jardine had his own thing, but to answer your question, it was Mike Love and Bruce Johnson were the primary members.
Wow. And was that guy from, what's that, the TV show? Was he there also? He plays the drums, John something, Stamos?
Yeah, he showed up and he didn't do the whole gig, but he played some of the set. So, he was there on a couple, one of the times he played.
Now, did you have a band when you were in front of them? Crowd?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We began, I launched the band. It was John McDonald and the Mango Men. That was, believe it or not, 1995. I find it hard to believe, but we had a great run up there. And I've been down in Florida full time for about 3.5 years now. But I'm originally from Boston, but I was in Pittsburgh for many years. Pittsburgh is a great city, man, I got to tell you. And so finally ended up here, and It was a fantasy, but finally I made it happen one way or the other, you know?
You know, the great thing about doing gigs, I mean, would you prefer doing a gig solo-wise or with a band?
You know, I would have to say with the band. I've done a lot of solo gigs. Right now we do a lot of like duo and trios, but nothing beats having a full ensemble and the synergy of a full band and a bunch of musicians to get into a good vibe, you know?
Man, fast forward, all right? We're going to turn the page a little bit. You know, you're such an avid songwriter. You know, where do you find your inspirations? You know, for the younger generation that's actually calling. I mean, they're listening right now, okay? And they want to know, you know, who is this guy? I mean, how can I find out more about him? But, you know, where does he find his inspirations for writing?
Well, you know, the easy and the immediate answer to that question is by virtue of the fact that I live in salt a year by the ocean, that has kind of rejuvenated and kind of rebooted my creative process down here in Florida for the last couple of years. So, but the other thing I would say to anybody, you know, who likes to write, and it could be songs or anything, but I think you have to read a lot. I get a lot of my ideas by reading, and I read a lot of different kinds of stuff. You know, I look at travel and leisure magazines, but I read a lot of different things, and that's what kind of stimulates and kind of launches my creative process, if that makes sense.
And, you know, the greatest thing about John McDonald is I'm looking at some of your, you know, your information on the Facebook page. I mean, if you simply want to learn about John, you know, go to his Facebook page. It's called John McDonald Songs. And I'll tell you what, he's got some great things on here. Is there a website they can go to buy and purchase some of the music?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go directly to my website, johnmcdonaldmusic.com. But I'm on most of the streaming services with my previous CD and a bunch of the new stuff. You know, like Amazon, iTunes, Deezer, you know, Apple Music. So people can find. And by the way, as I indicated to you, I'm about to launch a brand new CD. We're having a big event down here in the spring, and I think, I'm hoping you're going to play a new song, man, from the upcoming CD, you know?
Well, you know what? We're going to help everybody out there because, you know what? They need to hear this song. This is one of the greatest songs. I played, you know, the favorite here at the station is Rooftop Island. I mean, when I'm listening to this thing, I'm going, dang, this is special. You know, I can imagine myself on the top of the roof, you know, looking around. How did you come about writing that song?
Well, you know, two things came together, and this is the truth. I'm going to spill the beans with you right now. How's that?
All right.
I actually initially got that idea because several years ago, I was reading, you know how I just told you I like to read different stuff? I was reading an article in National Geographic about a new environmental trend throughout the world, particularly in major cities, particularly newer skyscrapers, where they put a lot of green on the roof. It's an environmental technique, and it saves energy. So I started thinking about that. And then secondly, in a lot of big cities now, increasingly, you can find these kind of rooftop venues, restaurants, and bars.
Yeah.
And the real motivation, if you put those two things together, my awareness of that, and the song is basically about not having enough money to really get away to an exotic island or a beach. So the guy in the song is taking his beloved up to the best spot he can find, given his limited budget, you know?
You know what? What a great synopsis of this, because, you know, I'm a former jock out of Las Vegas, and the most memorable gig that I've ever done was on the rooftop, you know? as you look overlooking Las Vegas, it's like, holy crap, this is cool, you know? And it doesn't rain out there. So, and, you know, what a great synopsis on, you know, all about, you know, the rooftop island. So, you know, set the stage a little bit for us for islandology.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Hey, listen, it's actually the title track of my new upcoming CD, and it's certainly very simple. It's kind of an island groove, and it's just islandology, my philosophy, you know? So it's not complex. It's a simple message, and it would fall under the umbrella of escapism under one of our tropical rock themes, no doubt.
Don McGonnell, any parting words before I turn this this station inside out with this music of yours?
Hey, brother, thank you for having me. Hey, if we, I'd love to get you down to Florida, brother, and I really appreciate your support, and I love sizzling. I'm listening online from a distance more and more, and I love what you do, so thank you for the support.
Absolutely, thanks, and we'll have you on again sometime soon, all right?
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
All right. John McDonald, and the cool thing about it, he's allowing me to debut his new song called Islandology. Here it is. You listen to Paulie Spent on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9.